over to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for all your second half action as the Vikings trail the Colquitt County Packers 35-21. But as we said, the Vikings get the ball, and we will start the second half. Take it away, guys.
Remember what that wise old man told me, fellas. The least most important thing in life is a score at halftime. And the two most important possessions of any football game is your first possession of the third quarter and your opponent's first possession of the third quarter. And we will get the ball to start this ball game.
Yeah, I mean, we got to have a start in the second half, much like we had against Tift, where we came out, scored, held them, scored again, get back in this ball game, then anything can happen. I got to give credit to Colquitt County team. They came out ready to play. We got to get in there and make some adjustments at halftime. I think we're going to be ready coming out here. Settle down. Play the football that we've been playing all year and let the cards fall how they may, Wes.
We send Drossier to the far side of the field. We bring Tisdale to the near side. They're standing on the 10. Ryan Fitzgerald, the Packer kicker, he's teed the ball up on the 40. They'll be kicking towards that north end zone, the north end zone kicking toward the mall. And ready to get this second half of this ball game underway. He approaches the football, puts that right foot into it. High end over end kick that'll sail into the end zone. Vikings will take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
Yeah, got to be disciplined here in the second half. I think we sustained some drive there right before halftime running the ball. Let's see what we do coming out here in the second half, whether we're going to be more pass heavy or run heavy.
I think that's one of the things you do now. You come out and you're down 14, but I think you still got 24 minutes of football. Take your time.
Yeah.
Execute.
Yeah, you got to execute here. Barrett brings the Vikings offense out on the field.
They're going left to right on your radio dial. He's got Tisdale in the backfield with him. Twins near side, single receiver, far side. Give it to Tisdale around the left side. He's got a little hole, bounces, and his forward progress should get him up around the 22, give him 2 yards on that one.
Guard pulling from that left side, trying to be his lead blocker. Not able to seal the edge, but still falls forward for a 2-yard gain. We get to the line pretty quick, ready to run our next play.
Second and 8 from the 22. Ball on the near hash mark. Two receivers far side. Again, Tisdale in the backfield. Barrett gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale right up the middle, and he'll get up to the 25, so it'll be 3rd and 5 from there.
Inside handoff right there to Travis Tisdale. Barrett running the read option. Decided to give it that time. 3rd and 5 is what they're going to call it. Ball placed down at the 25.
Ball almost in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. 11 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We trail 35-14. Trips to the far side. Push in Brown rig that way. Barrett keeps it on the quarterback keeper. He's got the first down. He's across the 35 to 40. Look at a block guy here on the corner by number 18, Ellison. He just drove his man back as we get into Packer territory at the 48-yard line.
I think Barrett wanted to hit the slant. Decided to pull it down at the last minute because he saw something he liked. Vikings hurrying back to the line of scrimmage. Offensive line ready to go. Like to see that. Ball isn't even set yet, and they're ready for play. 27 yards on that run by Michael Barrett.
Ball on the near hash mark at the Packer 48. Barrett calls for it. Again, he keeps it right up the middle. Bounces outside. Cuts back against the grain. He'll pick up about 1, 2, 3, 4, giving 5 yards on the carry down to the Packer 44, where it'll be 2nd and 5 from there.
It was going to be a quarterback draw the whole time. No option on that one. Michael Barrett running off that left side, picking up positive yards. 2nd and 6, ball placed down at the Colquitt County 44.
Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Packers in the four-man front. Gives it to Tisdale. Tisdale bounces out, goes inside, bounces outside, and a great play by number 9. As he just stayed with Travis Tisdale and grabbed his feet and pulled him down at the 40. They're going to mark it down at the 42-yard line.
Travis Tisdale ability to cut beyond the line of scrimmage is unmatched. That time coming up making the tackle number 9, Marcus Anderson, middle linebacker for the Packers. Vikings got a 3rd and 5 here on their first possession.
They send two receivers out to the far side. Barrett's got two backs with him in the backfield. Packers three-man front. Now we send Tavon Cow to the far side. He looks. There comes the blitz. Downfield's got a man wide open. Oh, and he bounces it in front of him, and it was Tavon Kyle at the 20.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle wide open on that route. That go route on the outside there. We just underthrew it a little bit. Tavon Kyle probably would have walked into the end zone because there's nobody around him. Vikings are going to be forced to punt here on their first possession.
At from the Packer 42-yard line, fourth and four. Packers not sending anybody back deep. Tyson Shaw standing at our own 44, 45. Packers are saying, wait a minute, we just don't believe this. Play clock at 4, 3, 2. High snap. He keeps it over the left side. Coming up, Tyson Shaw has it. He's close to the first. The ball's on the ground. Ball's on the ground, and the Packers have recovered, I think.
Tyson Shaw, it's going to be short of the first down either way. We were faking. Packers were running a man off.
Guys, they had too many men on the field. They had somebody trying to run off. I'm not sure it was called.
Yeah, I think, Marty, he was running off thinking there was too many and ran back on.
Our coaches thought it was too many, but you're right. It must have been just the 11th man running off.
We were faking it and thought Tyson Shaw was going to get the edge, brought down a yard short, maybe even 2 yards short. He tried to cut it back there and gain yards. Good hit on the play by the Packers.
Packers first and 10 from their 40. Ball on the far hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Packer quarterback, empty backfield. Drops back. He's looking. There comes a rush. Tucks the ball, starts to run, and we'll pull him down back at the 38-yard line.
We only brought three that time. Might have been a little bit of hold there on the edge, but Krajewski running on the outside. We were able to get the tackle there by number 62, Dekoff, for a loss of the play. Going to bring up second down and 12.
9:12 to go here, third quarter. Vikings trail 35-21. Packers again trips to the near side. Single receiver far side. Jet sweep. Nope. Quarterback keeps. He gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage. And give him maybe up to the 40, so give him 2 yards on it. It'll be third and 10 from the 40.
Take the jet sweep. Krajewski keeping it. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Big third down here for the Packers. They've picked on our secondary across the middle in situations like this. Crowd comes alive. Got to have a big stop here.
Twins far side. Twins near side. We switch defensive backs. Cockett, quarterback looking back, looking up. We hit him, and he's going down behind the line of scrimmage. We get him for a sack, and they'll have to punt.
Jordan Dekoff once again getting in there, raking havoc in the backfield. Going to sack Krajewski and force a pack punting situation here.
Maybe old Moe's starting to take a turn here at Martin Stadium. 8:12 to go in the third. Packer gets it away. We signal fair catch at the 25. As we take over first and 10 from there. With 7:59 to go in the third, and we trail 35-21.
Fred Stewart came in there hard on the punt. Thought he might be able to get a hand in on it. Good job on the fair catch by Dressier. As once again, he was backpedaling. We had a little momentum there on that last drive. West kind of stalled there. Let's see what we can do here on this drive.
Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that south end zone. Geddy Brown, Tavon Cowell to the near side, Ellis to the far side. J.D. Lee in the backfield. Packers back to a 3-3 stack. They walk the linebacker up on the line, on the wide side of the field. Barrett asks for the football. He's got it. Pulls it out, keeps it, goes to the weak side. He hits him from behind after he gains about three, maybe out to the 23, where it should be second and 7 from there.
Yeah, Tavon Kyle asking for us to hurry up, and that's exactly what we do, trying to catch the Packers off out of position here. Barrett, here comes the call.
Again, he keeps it over to the left side. They hit him as he hits the line of scrimmage. Give him 2 more yards. He gets up to the 31. It'll be third and 4 from the 31-yard line.
Quarterback draw that whole time. Michael running off that right side, trying to pick up some big blocks.
Tavon Kyle, Geddy Brown to the near side. 7:19 to go here in the third. Vikings trail 35-21. Our second possession of the third quarter. Ball on the far side of the field. Barrett says something to J.D. Lee. Now he sends him to our side of the field. Ball's on the ground. Barrett has to fall on it. Was not ready for the snap. J.D. was in motion, and we'll have to punt.
Yeah, good job by Michael Barrett jumping back on the ball. Was not ready. Ball hit him. Good job by Michael falling down on it. Tyson checks in for a punt.
They're going to send Cam Singletary back deep. He'll stand about the Packer 45-yard line. Tyson Shaw standing about our 15. We head toward the six-minute mark here in the third. Tyson waiting on the snap. High snap, pulls it down. Not a great kick. Hits at the 45 and bounces back into our territory. I don't know what's happened. We've had two bad punts tonight.
Guys, on both of those bad punts, Tyson had to go up and catch the ball one-handed. And I think he just catches it and comes down and rushes. Even though he's coming after him, he's got time to reset himself. It's just in his mind he's rushing it, and that's the reason for the bad kicks there. But it was a good job of keeping the ball from going over his head.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Give the Packers the ball. Great field position at our 44-yard line. 6:15 to go here in the third quarter. It was a 14-yard punt. Ball on our side of the field. They are in that wild, whatever they call it, with Ty Leggett. He calls for the ball. He's looking for a hole up the middle. He gets hit as he gets to the line of scrimmage, and they're going to give him 2 yards down to the 42-yard line.
Tymir Moore coming up, recognizing that it was run the whole way, helping out on the tackle there. He did pick up 2 yards on the play. Packers taking their time, milking this clock.
Second and 8. Quarterback back in for the Packers. Empty backfield. 5 receivers. Looking, throws underneath the ball. On the ground. No, they say it's an incomplete pass. It was intended for Ty Leggett.
Yeah, they were running a screen there, recognized by Tavon Kyle. Incomplete there. Going to bring up a 3rd-and-8 situation for the Pack with 5:42 to go in this ball in this third quarter, leading 35-21.
Packers up over the ball. Packer quarterback, Quinn's left, Quinn's right. We show blitz up the middle. There we come. He drops straight back. We hit him as he releases the ball. Incomplete pass. And it'll be 4th-and-8 at our 42.
Yeah, it's one of those weird situations where you might not punt here. Kind of no man's land, ball on the 42-yard line. They do check in the punt unit. Watch something there. Walker Schwab in on the sack for the Vikings. We're starting to get some pressure on Krajewski here.
Packer punter, back to punt. High snap over his head. Ball's on the ground, and we will take the ball back at their 35-yard line.
Yeah,
Viking football back at the Packer 35-yard line.
Fred Stewart saw it the whole way, got in there, got low, got the ball. Good field position going to be taken over here for the Vikings. Ball placed down to 35-yard line of the Pack.
Great, great play by our Vikings.
Yeah, snap was high this time. He couldn't take care of it and get it off like we did. And the Vikings are going to take over about the same kind of field position the Pack had on the previous possession.
5.5 minutes to go here in the third. We trail 35-21. Barrett in the shotgun. Ball in the middle of the field. He's got J.D. Lee to his left. Twins to the far side. Ellis to the near side. They're showing blitz up the middle. Quickly out to Ellis. Ellis turns, goes upfield. They hit him from behind, knock him down somewhere around the 25-yard line. It's going to be about a yard short of the first down.
Just a little curl route there, thrown out here to Ellis in man-to-man coverage, able to get positive yards, 2nd-and-1.
Vikings, left to right on your radio dial. 5 minutes to go here. They give it to J.D. Lee over the right side. Got a hole at the 20. And they'll run him out of bounds at the 15-yard line.
Good blocking on the edge again by Ellis, running to that weak side. We're able to seal the edge right there with Escavel and pop it outside. Good pickup, 1st-and-10 for the Vikings. Ball at the 16-yard line. We're going fast.
2 receivers far side, single receiver near side. Barrett asks for the football. He's going to keep it up the middle, runs right into the teeth of that Packer defense. Look at him go against those hogs, and he fights his way down around the 11-yard line.
Trying to run left and bounce it out. Decided to bounce it back in. Michael Barrett running positive yards.
And
Barrett gets up a little gingerly.
He's up, guys, and that's huge.
Trying to shake something off. 4:34 to go here in the third. Vikings threatening as we trail by 14. Tisdale in the backfield. 2nd-and-5. We got to get down to the 8, to the 7-yard line for a first down. To Tisdale. Tisdale bounces outside, back at the 10, and the Packers were waiting on him right there.
Yeah, I think we were forced to run it right there with Tisdale. Michael's still kind of limping around.
It'll be 3rd and 3 from the 10-yard line. We've got to get across the 7 for a first down.
Guys, I was able to just hear the coaches have an interaction with Michael, and he's out there stretching. Michael is cramping. His calf is cramping. So that's what's going on with Michael there.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update. We send two receivers near side. Tisdale. We go heavy right. Heavy right, and we give it to Tisdale that way. He's looking for a hole. He's across the 10. Gets outside at the 5. Now running down somewhere around the 4-yard line. We should have a first down, first and goal. Vikings down around the 4.
Yeah, running to the right side there. We set a heavy stack over on the right. Handed off to Tisdale. His speed was able to get to the outside. And they are calling it first and goal.
First and goal at the 5-yard line. Will Talbert in. Michael Barrett says something to J.D. Lee. 3.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. He gives it to J.D. over the left side. J.D. is looking for the end zone. Fights his way down close. Is he there? Is he there? Touchdown Vikings.
I hear you, J.D. Lee, running off that left side. Not going to be denied. Not going to be denied. Sticks it in for a 5-yard touchdown run, J.D. Lee. Vikings cut the lead to 8 at the moment.
Musgrove on to attempt the extra point. Will Talbert up over the ball. Joe Allman to hold. Waiting on the snap. Ball's down. He gets it up. And no good. The officials say it's no good. We'll take a 30 back after this.
And welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. The Vikings get a score, the first one of the third quarter for either team, and they cut the lead to 7 now, or excuse me, 8, as they trail 35-27 after the missed extra point. Now to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Tyson Shaw set to kick off back deep. Yes, Cam Singletary and Tyron Sheely. He'll be kicking towards that south end zone. He's waiting on the referee's whistle. Approaches that football. Squibs it on the ground. Bounces. They take it at the 22. Across the 25 to 30. We run him out of bounds about the 31-yard line. Let's go over to Chuck Lawrence for the Page Heating and Air Drive recap.
All right, Wes, that drive was 7 plays, went 35 yards. J.D. Lee went 5 yards for Viking touchdown. The PAT failed to make it 35-27 Packers with 3:25 left in the third quarter.
Thank you for that Page Heating and Air Drive recap. Let's go, Vikings. Ball on the far hash mark. Packers from their 31, 1st and 10. We have cut it to 8. High snap. Throws out in the flats. Catch made by number 11, but he gets hit immediately at the 40. They're going to give him 4 yards on the catch.
Tymir Moore coming up, making the stop. Catch made by Ty Sheely. A little curl route there. Going to bring up 2nd down and 6 for the Packers.
Leggett checks in. Ball in the middle of the field. Packers right to left on your radio dial. 2nd and 6. Vikings in a 3-man front. Showing blitz off the corner. Drops back. He's looking. Rolls right. Looking to lob the ball down. Fell, and we knock it away. A great play.
Oh, here comes the flag. Yeah, we were right there. He must have got made contact with his hands. They're going to call
passing. Guys, his hands were in the air. He was doing the old face guard, and I think that what they got him for is when he jumped, he kind of jumped into the receiver. So I believe that was probably a good call there. Even though his hands were in the air, I think he might have just jumped into him and created contact with the body.
So it's going to be 1st down after the penalty. Ball moves out to the Viking 45-yard line. Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update.
2:50 to go here in the third. Again, Packer quarterback gives it to Ty Leggett up the middle. Ty's got a hole cut outside. He's down to our 35.
Yeah, he had daylight there. It's going to be a 1st down as he gets it out to the 35-yard line, running right up the middle in the A-gaps there. Not able to stop him at the linebacker level. Had to get him brought down in our secondary.
Packer quarterback We're showing blitz. Again to Leggett. That's Edwards. Edwards right up the middle. And give him 3, maybe 4 yards. Second and seven. Seven.
Yeah, running right up the middle there. Edwards, such a big back. Hits the hole hard. Falls forward after initial contact.
Two receivers far side. Single receiver near side. A throw out in the flats. Great block out on the corner. Ball is to Edwards. No, that's Singletary. Singletary has the first down as he fights his way down around our 22.
Singletary, very familiar look to him, kind of Tavon Kyle style. Able to make guys miss after the catch, yards after catch for him. And it's going to be another Packer first down. Ball placed at the Viking 22-yard line.
First and 10, Packer. The ball on the far side of the field. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Trips to the near side. Packer quarterback wants the ball. Looks. Again, throws out in the flash to number 11. And is it on the ground?
Guys, he was bobbling it. He never had possession. He bobbled it from the very first time he touched it. It was right here in front of us. So that was a good call again by the officials.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment parts supply sideline update.
Second and 10. The ball down at the 22. A minute 51 to go here in the third quarter. We have cut it to 8, 35, 27. But we need a stop here. Again, trips to the near side. Packer quarterback calls for the ball. Gives it to Leggett around the right side. He got to the corner. We hit him and run him. No, he's going to keep him in bounds as it gets inside the 20, down around the 18.
He's a very good back. Kind of looks like J.D. Lee running the ball. Pops it outside. We were out there stealing the edge. Going to bring a third down and 6. Got to have a stop here. Force
down
a field goal.
Down to 18. 4. They've got quads to the near side. Single receiver far side. Empty backfield. We're showing blitz. He looks to the sidelines. There's a snap. He drops back. He's looking. Across the middle and incomplete.
Yeah, thrown high. Tavon Kyle in coverage there. Throw was into the end zone for Singletary once again. Goes incomplete high. And field goal team checks in for the Packers.
Here comes Ryan Fitzgerald. He's 11 of 15 on the year. His longest is a 52. This will be a 35-yarder for him. Waiting on the snap. Low snap and kicked up and
wide left.
Good.
Wide left, baby. Good job, Viking D standing tall there. A couple of missed field goal, a field goal and a missed extra point. The game still remains an 8-point game.
The Viking football, first and 10 from the 20-yard line. A minute 7 to go here in the third. Now, Michael Barrett brings J.D. Lee on the field with him. Tavon Kyle. Get him around to the near side. Ellis to the far side. Packers go back to that 3-3 stack. Marcus Garrity up back. And Barrett keeps the ball. He's up the right side to 20, to 25, to 30. There's a flag on the far side of the field, though. There's a flag on the far side of the field.
Yeah, it might be another one of those shifts. Michael pulled up. Might be another cramp. Yeah, it looks to be his calf cramping. Marty, you in position there to see what you got?
Guys, he's on the far side of the field, so we got a bunch of people in the way. But, yes, he's been cramping, and it does appear that that is what it is. Michael is walking gingerly, but training staff started to go out, but it does appear to be cramp. Guys, I missed it. They just announced the penalty, and it was against Colquitt.
The chop block. Bill caught it. Chop block against the Packers. That's going to bring it out to midfield after the run there.
All the way out to midfield on the far side of the field.
Somebody get some pickle juice. We need pickle juice for Barrett. Big pickup on that play for Michael Barrett. 15 yards on the run and tack 15 more on the chop block.
Getty Brown to the near side. He's got Tavon Kyle in the slot over here. Crichton crowd starting to holler. Go Vikings, go. We're inside a minute to go in the third. They give it to Tisdale over the right. That's J.D. Lee over the right side into Packer territory down to the 47-yard line.
Yeah, running off the right side there. J.D. Lee trying to get behind Esquivel and Hall here. Oxford get positive yards there. Going to bring up second down and 7. Ball placed down at the 47-yard line of the pack.
Ball in the middle of the field. Vikings left to right on your radio dial. We're at 30 seconds to go here in the third. We have cut it to 8. Michael Barrett looks at that Packer defense. Calls for the ball. Again to Lee. Lee right up the middle. Look at that line start to open holes now. Get him down to the 42. That should be the final play of the third quarter. And if it is, we will take a 60-second break when that clock runs out. It does. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
And welcome back to the CBC Bank Press Box. We start the fourth quarter trailing by 8, 27-35. It's third and short for the Vikings. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Settle the ball in the middle of the field, quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Everybody stacks it, and they jump.
There we go. Good job. Going heavy right there. And the right side of the defense jumps into the neutral zone, makes contact. We're going to get 5 the cheap way.
Guys, that's the little things right there. Again, penalty on Colquitt. We talked about it before the game. We've shown that heavy, and we come up and go quick. We just got Colquitt right there, just not ready for it. Easy first down. Great job by the Vikings.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update, Marty Rogers. First and 10 Vikings down at the Colquitt 37. Ball in the middle of the field. Right to left on the radio dial. And Gary Osby, look at the big diesel as he gets across the 30 down to about the 35, down to about the 33.
Usually a formation we usually see inside the 5-yard line. We get a positive pickup on the play, and we bring back in the speed guys.
Second and 6. We send Getty Brown to the far side. Ellis to the near side. Devon Kyle goes with him. Marcus Gary the up back. Play clock's at 10. Barrett in the shotgun. 4-man front for the Packers. He calls for the ball. Gives it to Lee over the left side. Lee behind 1-man, 2. Cut back against the grain at the 30. Turns the corner at the 35. He's still on his feet at the 20. And they'll run him out of bounds somewhere around the 18-yard line.
Yeah, he cut across field. Changes direction so good, J.D. Lee does. Was going to be stopped if you ran left. Cut all the way across the defense. Big pickup on the play by J.D. Lee. Gets it inside the red zone. Ball at the 19. That's 15 yards on the carry by J.D. Lee.
First and 10, Vikings at the Packer 19-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. They jump, but that's not enough to break the plane. Barrett looks to the near side. Crowd cheering. Go, Vikings, go. Play clock down to 6, 5, 4. Barrett brings J.D. Lee to the near side. He calls for a look. Throws out in a flash to J.D. Makes the catch across the 20. He's at the 15, and they'll run him out of bounds. There's going to be a face mask as they run him out of bounds somewhere around the 14. Now, was that on us or was that on them?
Yeah, I don't know. It might be against us. We threw a stiff arm out. Let's see.
No, they had J.D.'s head, guys. He had his hand was on the back of J.D.'s helmet. There was a stiff arm there. I couldn't see where J.D.'s hand was, but the other guy did have his hand on the back of J.D.'s helmet.
Let's see what the referee's going to call here.
Yeah, we can read his lips. He said half a distance to the goal.
Personal foul, face mask, half the distance, going to take it down to the 7.
And it'll be first and goal from the 6.5-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 10:45 to go here in the ball game. We trail by 8, 35-27. Two receivers far side. That's Getty Brown and Devon Kyle. Michael Barrett brings J.D. Lee to the near side. Looks, he keeps it right up the middle. Goes Michael Barrett, still fighting. He'll fight his way down around the 2. There's the scrum going. They're going to mark him down either at the 2 or the 3.
Yeah, Michael on the design quarterback draw. You send that running back out to the flats. It catches the eye of the linebacker. And we bring in the heavy set, Gary Osby here. And Walker Schwab and Mike Gentry.
And old Marty Rogers just kneeled down on the goal line on the home side. Going to get a good look at it for us. It's second and goal from the 2, the ball on the near hash mark. And we're calling for a timeout. We're calling timeout. Nope, they said they called the timeout. Timeout, will that?
Let's hold on. Let's see, there's a flag out. We got an illegal substitution being signaled, but we do have a timeout. Let's see what the white hat gives them.
We're waiting.
We're going to keep it right here.
And Watch these.
Guys, I don't think they're going to. I don't think he's waving it off. Coach Mack is not happy with it, guys, but he's not waving it off.
Dead ball, illegal substitution on our Vikings.
We had too many men in the formation.
So did they charge the timeout to us or not? Let's see if we get that call too, Marty.
Yeah, I'll try to find out. No, he's waving them back out.
All right, no timeout. So illegal substitution is going to back it up to the 7.
Nope.
We had it on the 2.
Yep. The second and goal from the 7.
Yeah, guys, no timeout. I just checked with the official. They did not. The call was made before the timeout.
Marty, thank you for that. Equipment Park Supply sideline update. Barrett with J.D. Lee in the backfield. In the shotgun. They're showing blitz off the corner. On the home side, that is. He says something to the center. Takes it. Keeps it to J.D. right in the middle. J.D. runs right into the teeth of that Packer defense, and they'll hold him right at the 5. It'll be 3rd and goal from the 5.
Running up the A-gap there, J.D. Lee. Runs hard, turns those legs, gets it down to the 5-yard line.
9:48 to go here in the fourth quarter. We trail by 8, 35-27.
Will Tolbert checks in. Going to go to a 2 tight end set here with Brownrigg and
ball on the near hash mark. 5 on the play clock. 4, 3, 2. There's a snap. He looks. He keeps it. Barrett keeps it up the middle across the. He's into the end zone for a touchdown. Into the end zone for a touchdown.
We got a flag
on the play.
Got a flag on the play.
And it's coming from the back judge. It's going to be delay of game.
Yeah, clock was running down.
No, guys, that's the line judge over there. That's the line judge. I'm not sure what he called it. It was a shift or what. But that is the line judge on the far side of the field.
Just waiting to see.
Immediately, the official started calling.
Legal procedure against our Vikings.
Yeah, going to back us up after Michael Barrett scored there. 5-yard run. Going to replay the down. But it's going to be 3rd down from the 10.
3rd and goal from the 10. What in the world?
We got to get set, guys. We got to stay set, too.
Barrett standing at the 15. He's got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. That's Ellis over here. They're showing blitz. They're in a 4-man front. There they come. Barrett looking. There they come. Throws it out to J.D. Lee, and he gets hit at the 12-yard line.
Yeah, number 3.
Immediately.
Yeah, Kamari Lewis comes up, lays a hit to J.D. Lee. We run a screen on this side of the play.
And they ruled an incomplete pass.
Oh, they did rule it incomplete. Sorry. Incomplete pass. Goes down at the 10.
Musgrove to attempt a 27-yard field goal from the right hash mark. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After a 27-yard field goal by the Vikings, they cut the lead to 5 now. The score, 35 Colquitt, 30 for Lowndes with 8:57 left in the ballgame. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the kickoff.
Taylor, they're going to send again. They'll send Singletary and Tyron Sheely back deep. They're standing about their 8. Tyson Shaw set to kick off. He'll be kicking towards that north end zone. Vikings have 2 timeouts left. Colquitt has all 3 of theirs. Shaw approaches that football. Nice, nice kick. Going to settle it into the end zone. Packers will take over 1st and 10 from their 20.
Yeah, that 27-yard field goal by Ashton Musgrove after missing that extra point was huge.
I need a pick six right here.
Makes it a 1-score game here. Plenty of time on the clock. Packers come out on offense.
Ball in the middle of the field. P- Packer quarterback asks for the football. He gets it. Oh! Ty Leggett gets to the outside. He's got no. He will get 9 yards after the 29 on that carry.
Young man runs hard, and he runs balance. What I mean by that, he doesn't lose his balance that often. Runs up, bounced it outside to the left. Going to give him a first down as he gets down right around the stake. Ball, the very nose of the ball is touching the 30, so it is going to be a first down.
Here they come back to the line of scrimmage. Quickly call for it. Again to Leggett. Leggett will have the first down. He gets outside. No, it's Edwards. Edwards down the sidelines. He goes. Will we catch him? We got a beat on him. And we trip him up from behind at the 25.
Yeah, good job by Hill chasing him down. Edwards off that left side. And it is going to be a big gain on the play. Down to the Viking 23-yard line. Huge run by Dejon Edwards there. Get the Packers into Viking red zone.
Ball on the far hash mark. First and 10. They don't even have a chain set yet. Packer quarterback calls for the ball. And there's a flag. Legal procedure against the Packers.
So it's going to back them up. 5 yards. Line judge on the near side. Saw something he didn't like. It's going to be first and 15 now.
First and 15. 8:11 to go here in the ball game. We trail by five. Ball back at the 28. Again, the Packer quarterback. He's going to keep it. No, and he's going down back at the 32.
Pocket was collapsing very hard. He tried to scoot through the middle of it. But the Vikings are going to sack him for a big loss. Backed him up to the 32-yard line now. It's going to be second down and 19.
All the way back at the 32-yard line. 7:40 to go. Second and 19. We're in a four-man front. Again, the Packer quarterback calls for the ball. Gets it to Leggett right up the middle, and Leggett fights his way down to the 25-yard line, so it'll be third and 12 from there. They've got to get down to the 13-yard line.
Yeah, Leggett does a good job. The young man runs downhill well, and he hits that hole hard. Had to be brought down just at the linebacker spot. We got big third down here for the Viking defense. Crowd comes alive, and it's what we need with 7:07 to go in this ball game.
Four receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Three-man front for our Vikings. Packer quarterback called for the ball. We show blitz up the middle, and there's movement, and they call timeout. Packers call timeout. We'll take a 30 with them. Nope. Keep it right here. Keep it right here.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. 6:54 left in this ball game. Vikings trail by five. It's third and 12 for the Packers. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle.
Taylor, the ball's on the far side of the field. Pack left to right on your radio dial. I imagine this is two down territory for the Packers. Packer quarterback in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two near side. They may be in that wildcat thing. Nope, it's going to be to the quarterback. He drops straight back. He's looking, throws across the middle, and the ball is tipped, and their receiver can't hold on to it in the end zone. It'll be fourth and 12.
They were going for all the marbles there. Ball was thrown a little high.
And here comes Fitzgerald out.
Yeah, field goal
attempt. A field goal. They're going to set it down at the 32. This will be a 52-yarder.
42.
We could use a bad snap right here, guys. We could use a bad snap.
42. Let's go. Let's block this one right here, fellas. Let's block this one. There it is. Ball's down. Kicks up. And
wide left.
And wide left.
Nope.
They said it's good.
Guys, he blew the whistle before the kick, so they will have to kick again.
Yeah, we jumped off sides on the near side. Line judge saw it. It was good.
Yeah, they're not going to give him a chance to decline it because he was blowing the whistle. He blew the whistle as soon as we jumped.
Well,
they go for it? I think they keep the kicker here and keep making an 8-point game.
And that's what they do. It makes the angle a little bit more difficult, but he moves up now, and he's going to have
another
attempt at it.
Come on, swing those big, mighty battle axes. Knock that thing out of the sky. Ball's down, kicks up, and this time it is
good. Still good.
We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this.
Welcome back inside the CBC Bank press box. After a good field goal kick by the Packers, they stretch the lead to 8, 38-30 now, with 6:37 left in the ball game. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle for the Packer kickoff.
We send Drossier back deep and Geddy Brown back deep. He'll be kicking toward that south end zone, kicking into the wind a little bit.
Guys, while they get ready for this kick here, Travis Tisdale is on the sidelines with ice on his knee and will not be coming back in this ballgame.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Fitzgerald approaches the ball, and it will be high and into the end zone. Our Vikings will take over first and 10 from the 20.
Viking offense comes out on the field. 6:37 to go in this ball game. Knowing what they got to do, they got to go down, score, got to put points on the board, but it still does remain a one-possession game here.
Ball will be in the middle of the field. Vikings 80 yards away from pay dirt. Michael Barrett brings him to the line of scrimmage. Going from right to left on your radio dial. Twins left, Twins right. Packers in man coverage. Three linebackers, three down linemen. Give it to J.D. Lee. J.D. bounce outside, one man, two still on his feet. And his momentum will carry him back to just this side of the 20, about a half a yard. As he tried to get outside, he had about a yard or two made, but then had to go backward just a little bit. We'll give him a yard, so it'll be second and 9 at the 21, the ball on the far hash mark.
Yeah, J.D. comes up a little bit crampish as well there. Running off the right side, he does fall forward for 1 yard gain. Clock down to the 6:10 mark.
Barrett keeps it. He gets outside. He's across the 25. They hit him and they run him down from behind at the 28-yard line. That'll make it 3rd and 2.
Yeah, running a quarterback draw the whole time. Running to the right there. Gives us a really manageable 3rd down here.
Actually, 3rd and just about 1. Ball again on the far hash mark. 5:45 to go here in the ball game, trailing 38-30.
Watch the hard count here.
Barrett with J.D. Lee to his right. Packers, they stack the line. Barrett keeps it. J.D. outside. Bounces again. Turns, and he will not get the 1st down. Packers played great defense as they strung it out. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage to the 39.
Yeah,
to the 29.
J.D. was trying to let his blocker get out there, and we weren't able to do it. Asking for the heavy package here. We're going to go for it on 4th and 1.
Yes, sir. In comes Gary Osby. Michael Barrett. Will Talbert. We're going to stack it. 4th and 1. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. Barrett calls for it. Osby over the right side. And Gary has the 1st down for us.
There you go, Gary. Jumping over the defenders there. Everybody was going low. Gary over the top gets the 1st down for the Vikings, and we still got life.
Out to the 32-yard line. Ball on the near hash mark. 4:40. 4 to go here in the ball game. Send Geddy Brown to Von Cal to the far side. J.D. Lee in the backfield with Michael Barrett.
Got to start showing some quickness here.
Barrett calls for the ball. Again to J.D. Lee right up the middle, and J.D. will pick up 4 yards, hard-earned yards, out to the 36. 4:15 to go now in the ball game. Time, yeah. Not a friend of ours. The clock starts to wind down. Two receivers far side, single receiver near side. Barrett in the shotgun, calls for the ball. Again to J.D. Lee. J.D. crosses the 40, up to the 41-yard line. We're going to be a yard short.
Yeah, J.D. Lee running hard off the right side. Just 2 inside handoffs back-to-back there to J.D. Lee, showing his grit. Watch here.
It's 3rd and 1.
Crowd coming, need to come alive here.
Vikings going right to left on your radio dial. Barrett looks over at those Packers. Tells J.D. what I want you to do. Sends two receivers far side. Again, over the right side of J.D. Lee. Has the 1st down out to the 43-yard line.
Clock continued to run. 3:27. J.D. Lee running off the right side. 3 consecutive inside runs. Watch him pulling it one time and hitting a slant. We're touchdown and a two-point conversion away from tying this ball game up.
Barrett brings two receivers near side. Now he's got three. Looks, starts to run. They get a hand on him, and he throws across the middle. Catch made into Packer territory. I'm trying to see who it was. Marcus Deering made the catch at the 43.
Even better by Michael Barrett, avoiding traffic, stepping up in the pocket, and stepping right. Gary coming back to him, getting open. Still in business, ball on the Packer 43-yard line.
Come on, you Valhalla Vikings. Let's go. 3 minutes to go here in the ball game. We trail by eight. Again, to J.D. Lee, running that ball. He fights his way down to the 41, giving 2 yards. Second and eight from there. The ball on the near hash mark. Inside 3 minutes. Again, old Father Time not being nice to us. Running way too fast. Barrett calls for the ball. Again, J.D. Lee. No, Barrett keeps it around the left side. Back up the middle, and they pull him down from behind. He gets across the 40, across the 35. That's a first down. That'll stop the clock while they set the chain.
Yeah, Michael Barrett faked the handoff, read it well, running to the weak side, able to get positive yards. Going to be a first and 10 for the Vikings. Ball set down to 32.
Ball on the near hash mark in front of us. Barrett drops back. He's looking. Looking. Lobs it downfield. Got a man open. Goes up in the air. And it's knocked away. Javon Kyle. So there comes, no, I thought that was a flag coming in there, throw the football back this way.
Tavon Kyle had him beat, just wasn't able to lead him far enough.
That was very similar to the play earlier when we went up, when Jamar Hill went up and face guarded but made contact with the body. Tavon went up for the ball, and they were all in his chest. Surprised that wasn't a penalty.
Yeah, just got to lead him there, got to not throw it short there.
Second and 10, but it stops the clock with 2:24 to go. Again to J.D. Lee. J.D. Lee fights his way down to the 30-yard line. It'll be third and eight from the 30. 2:14 to go here. Father Time, please slow down.
We do have two timeouts. Definitely two down territory here. Ball in the 30. We got to get it to the 22-yard line for a first down.
Barrett sends two receivers far side. He asks for the football. Fakes the pitch out. Keeps it up the middle. Look at Barrett run. Michael Barrett still on his feet. Cut by one man. Two. He's inside the 10. It'll be first and goal. Vikings at the 9-yard line.
Michael Barrett, when he gets in the open field, he's so dangerous. Running hard down to the 8-yard line. Clock down to the 1:45 mark.
Ball in the middle of the field. Again, our Vikings. Fighting. First and goal from the 8-yard line. In the middle of the field with a minute 35 to go in the ball game, we trail by eight. He gives it to Lee over the left side. J.D. Lee looking for a hole. Smacked by one man. Joe! And he goes down at the 2.
He was running hard. Had the edge, but he was brought down at the 1-yard line. We're bringing the heavies in. Clock continues to run inside of 1 minute and 20 seconds. Ball on the 1-yard line.
Second and goal from the 1. Michael Barrett steps up, says something to his team. We are at the 105 mark. Everybody stacks it. I'll be able to right side into the end zone. Touchdown. We're within 2 points. We're within 2 points, Viking fans.
This is kind of the part where you might want to call a timeout and think about exactly what you want to do here. Putting the ball in the middle of the field.
They call Michael Barrett over there talking to Michael now. It's at the 3 in the middle of the field. You know we're going to go for 2. We've got to tie it up. A minute 1 to go here. Everybody in this stadium is on their feet. Everybody is on their feet up to the line of scrimmage. We're in that heavy package. And what do we got?
Timeout
Packers. We'll take. Nope, we'll keep it right here. Timeout Packers.
So the Packers end up calling the timeout, which we came out showing that heavy set, which we scored in, Wes. They wanted to see what we were going to line up in. Did we come back out in it, you think?
Come back out in that heavy set, run a pass play off of it. Because they're so used to seeing off me. Take that ball up the middle.
Marty, what you got? I was just going to say, guys, I think we do have 3 timeouts. I think they charged us for one earlier with a penalty. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll look back maybe at the stats, but I believe they put one off the board at the penalty when we shouldn't have been charged.
Yeah, Marty, may I ask the official how many we got?
Here we come. Michael Barrett had a heavy package. Ball at the 3-yard line. We got to put it in the end zone to tie this thing up. Those Sons of Thunder up over the ball. Barrett under center. He calls for it. Osby over the right side. No, Barrett. Tells it in the end zone. 2 points. Good goal. Good goal. That's
great.
What did I say?
Dump it over the top. Fake to Osby. Dump it over the top. Tyson Shaw. 2-point conversion.
What did I say? Run to heavy, roll out, and throw a pass.
Oh, it was beautifully designed play there. Fake the handoff to Osby. Wide open dump over the top to Tyson Shaw. 2-point conversion's good.
1 minute and 1 second to go here. It's tied up. It's tied up right here.
All right, we got to play disciplined football. Colquitt does have one timeout. I think we have three. We were charged one on the scoreboard when we had a illegal shift and we were trying to call timeout. So we think we have three timeouts. Whew. Another great Region 1 7A football game. We need you here, Tyson. Calm your emotions. Kick it out of the back of the end zone. We do not want to give a big return up here.
No, sir. Tyson. Waiting to kick off. Checks both sides. Here he comes. Puts that right foot into it. And he will sail it out of the back of the end zone.
Yeah, it's going to go almost through the uprights, too. Adrenaline is going here. 101 to go. We got a tie ball game here in Martin Stadium.
They'll have it first and 10 on the 20. They've got one timeout. 101 to go in this ball game.
Yeah, turnover here would be really good.
You know they're going to go deep.
Nothing behind you.
They're going to try to get the ball either to Leggett or to Singletary.
Got to put pressure on the quarterback. That's what's been working tonight.
We've got four men. And they do. They give it to Leggett right up the middle. I mean, that's Edwards. He gets out to the 25. Clock's running. Second and 5 from the 25. Packer quarterback. He asked for the football again. We're in a four-man front. Now he drops back. Looking deep. Looking deep, and we got him, and he's going down at the 19.
Walker Schwab coming off the left side, and the Vikings do call a timeout. I believe the Vikings are going to call a timeout. Hold on, we got timeout for the Vikings. We're going to keep it right here.
So that will make it third and 11 back at the 19-yard line.
Marty, do you have a understanding as to how many timeouts we have left?
I do not. The official I talked to said he didn't know. So, not real sure. Maybe that's what he's going to find out now because I see the white hat looking at the book. So hopefully we'll find that out now.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Set the stage.
We are third and 11 from the 20. The ball on the far hash mark. Going from left to right on your radio dial. 29.8 seconds to go in this ball game. We are tied up.
Guys, we do have two timeouts left.
We do have two timeouts left.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Two timeouts, guys. We got to stop the clock immediately after this third down play if it's the right call and get a chance with 29.8 seconds.
We got to hold them here, too. That's teaching at the timeout. Was we got to make a play here. We got to watch the ball, pat the pass over the middle, and we need pressure on the quarterback.
Marty, think of that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Packer quarterback looks at 5 Vikings defenders. They give it to the running back over the left side, and we hit Ty Leggett at the 25.
Call time.
And we call time. 21.8 seconds. It'll be fourth and about 6. They're going to have to punt the ball to us.
Oh, another snap over the head would be beautiful here.
Ball on the 25-yard line of the Packers. 21.8 seconds. Tie ball game. Everybody's on the edge of their seat, Wes.
I want to remind everybody, our Vikings.
Nobody's sitting down right now.
Our Vikings came from behind. They were down by 21. They have fought back and fought back and fought back.
We've only given up 3 points in this second half. Is that right?
That's correct.
Three points.
It was 35. 21. They had 21 at half. And here we are, only giving up 3 points. We have won the second half, but to win, we got to win this play, this game, right here.
The punter is going to be kicking into the wind based on the flag above the field house.
It is fourth.
Don't jump off.
And five. We send Savon Kyle back deep.
Nobody jump. Nobody jump.
Fitzgerald waiting on the snap. There it is. He's going to get it away. And immediately we signal fair catch at the 37-yard line. 15.9 seconds to go. We still have a timeout. It doesn't show it on the scoreboard.
We may have two plays here.
But we've got a timeout.
Yeah, they put it down on the 37-yard line of the Vikings. 15.9 seconds to go in this ball game.
Guys, I'm not sure that I've ever been out for a coin toss in overtime.
Here's the first time.
It ain't overtime yet, brother.
We still got those almost 16 seconds.
Hey, guys, we just caught a fair catch. So, but we're not going to do it. Hold
yeah,
on.
You could punt. Yeah, I mean,
we got one timeout left, but no, we could have gone a free kick there.
We could have.
Where Tyson could have ran and kicked it, but it's a little out of his range.
All right, two receivers far side, two near side. Barrett in the shotgun. J.D. Lee to his left. Packers in a prevent defense. Barrett takes the ball, gives it to J.D. Lee right up the middle, and he gets hit immediately. And we'll have to use, will we use our last timeout?
No, we're not. Clock's inside of 10 seconds. And we're going to play for overtime, Marty.
Yes, sirree. We will go to overtime.
And we're going to try and get you some information on what are the overtime rules. It's the fifth quarter here at Martin Stadium tonight. Two heavyweight teams. The Colquitt County Packers and the Lions High Vikings have played 48 minutes of football to a 38-38 tie.
Now, what will happen? If I remember from my days of officiating, what's going to happen? They'll go out for the coin toss. You can elect to go on offense first or defense first. They'll set it, and then the other team gets to choose which end of the field they want to play on. You'll set it on the 25.
Much like college overtime.
Just like college overtime rules.
All right. Coach McPherson has made his way out to midfield. Now, Coach Prost coming out from Colquitt. They'll get their instructions. Marty, I don't know if you could get out there on that or not.
Yeah, guys, they're going to confer with the coaches, and then I just talked to the official. They will do a coin toss.
Okay.
So I will get out there for that. But he said they will confer with the coaches, go over the rules. Much like college, except you get it on the 15.
15, okay.
Yep. If you win the toss, you get to select whether you want the ball, whether you want defense, or you get to pick your end of the field. Obviously, most teams are going to pick defense, so they know what they've got to do once they have their possession. But each team gets the ball first and 10 from the 15. Not first, you know, first and 10. You can get a first down, but each team will have a chance at first and 10.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Your overtime rules in high school.
White Hat still out there with Coach Mack and Coach Probst. Laying it out for everybody.
Ain't nobody left tonight. We still got a stadium full of folks.
Again, region championship ball game here tonight.
Guys, light them up playing in the background, much like Sanford Stadium. We got the cell phones out. Pretty cool environment here. Just talked to one of the officials. He said they're from the Atlanta area. He's originally from South Florida. He said this is his favorite place to come call a game. He loves the atmosphere, and he said this is the best he's ever seen it. And he was just all smiles as an official. So he's really enjoying this.
Well, we as fans and broadcasters are enjoying it, too. We'd enjoy it a whole lot more with a Viking win. Let's see what we can do here in overtime.
Guys, they did the toss, and we got defense first.
All right, so we're going to know what to do here.
What end of the field are we playing on, Marty?
I think he pointed down
here. Down here towards the field house.
He doesn't want to be down by the band.
He don't want to be by the band or the student section, so we're by the field house, but we are on defense first.
Well, Marty, I can tell you something for a fact. As of 5 o'clock this afternoon, there wasn't but 10 cowbells left in this town. Agri Supply was out. Tractor Supply was out. Miller Hardware was out. There was only 10 left that I know of. So there's a bunch of them in this place tonight.
Yeah, we need them to come alive here in this defensive series. Momentum is clearly on the Vikings side. We got to take advantage of it here. Hold the pack to a field goal at minimum. Crowd comes alive. I like it. I like it.
Marty, what are they trying to signal to the... They're trying to signal to the officials down here.
I'm going
to
find out. Hang on.
Tell us what you want.
3 minutes on the clock. 3 minutes on the clock.
3 minutes on the clock. 3 minutes. I ain't put four.
There it goes, 3 minutes on the clock. We got our guy down on the field, get all the information up here to the... So this is the 3 minutes until we start. No, this is the 3 minutes until it begins. This is your warm-up period. This is, hey, we're going to start in 3 minutes. It's running now down to 2:45. You know, Wes, overtime game. You and I have been doing this 14 years.
That's been my 16th year, and
I don't know that we've done an overtime game.
This is my first.
Well, let's make it a good one. Vikings and Packers, 38-38. The Vikings will play defense first at the north end of the field. The ball will be placed on the 15-yard line, as Marty said. The team could get a first down if you get to the 5. It'll be first and 10. No clock. It'll just run. I mean, you'll run your plays. Down and distance is what you're playing with right there. And then, of course, you possibly get a field goal attempt if you can hold them out of the end zone.
Well, now, also remember, should your defense pick up a fumble, intercept a pass, and run it back, that's ball game.
Still live? Okay. We'll take that, anything you can do, but ideally, you saw our defense. When it was announced they were playing defense, they were fired up. This defense wants to get out there on the field.
There's not been a Viking overtime game since penetration, and that was...
Wow, that's before my time. Aaron Rodgers was probably the principal.
Guys, yep. I think we've had one since that. Ben's giving me, Ben Prince, our friend out of Fernandina, listening and giving us text. But we had one with Barrett Wilkes at Valdosta, 1-8-7. I think that was after the penetration there of 2010.
Yep, against the green team.
Was not Barrett. Who was that?
That was the green team. Roswell? No, it was a playoff game here.
Collins Hill.
Yes. I forgot about that. So it's not a first for us, Wes. But it is time for us to fix this.
Yeah, a bunch of Vikings down there on the field. Huddled around Coach Slack. Getting their defensive set. Officials at the middle of the field making sure they
know what they're doing. Says a lot. The officials get together. They fully understand. They know everything that they're going to be looking at here. They're going to place the ball down now at the 15-yard line.
If defense intercepts, they cannot run it back.
Okay, good call.
They cannot run it back.
Ball's dead, and then the other team would get the ball.
Former official from this area, Billy Shivers, up in Atlanta, listening online, sent that text message and said, "So, Billy, you can answer this one then. If it's a fumble, can we take a fumble and run it back?"
All right, here we go. 38-38. Vikings on defense. Now back to Wes James and Taylor Biddle. Take us home, guys.
Taylor, here come the Packers. They'll bring... Two receivers near side, single receiver far side. First and 10 from their 15. Packer quarterback calls for the ball. He gives it to Leggett. Leggett gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And he'll get 1 yard down to the 14. It'll be second and 9 from there.
Leggett running off the right side. Inside handoff there. Ran into a host of Vikings there, led by Mike Gentry.
And folks, I was wrong. A fumble or an interception, just the series is just over. Second and 9 from the 14-yard line. They bring Big 84 in. Talk at quarterback. Looks at a 5-man front. He keeps it and gets tripped up. He's back to the 19-yard line. Great play. Great play by Will Colbert.
Tyson Shaw. He faked the handoff on the keeper, the read option. Tyson Shaw was right there to make the tackle on Krajewski. Backs him up to the 19-yard line. Got third and 14.
Third and 14 from the 19-yard line. Let's go, you mighty, mighty Viking Warriors. Swing those battle axes hard. Let's go plundering and pillaging right now. Crawford quarterback calls for the ball. He drops back, looks to the end zone. Oh, and the catch is made into the end zone. It's touchdown.
Yeah, ran a little post route right there on the right side. Number 2, Singletary for them. Got inside position. Able to get in the end zone for the touchdown.
The all-important extra point now.
Yes, the all-important extra point. Our missed extra point earlier proved to be costly.
Fitzgerald waiting on the snap. It's down, it's up, and it's good.
So you know what you got to do.
45-38 now.
Yeah, no game clock, just play clock. 45-38. The Vikings are going to get their offensive possession, knowing exactly what has to happen. Ball at the 15. We weren't able to get penetration there.
Yeah, we got it. We had a
Krajewski on that last play. We had a big sack by Shaw, but weren't able to get big penetration there on that third down. And they were able to get in the end zone. Michael Barrett brings the Vikings out onto the field.
All right, 1st and 10 Vikings. We have to score to force another overtime. J.D. Lee reaches up and passes Michael Barrett on the head. Barrett keeps it. He fights his way down close to the 10-yard line.
Yeah, fake the pitch right there, running off the left side. Barrett gets it down to the 11-yard line. It's going to be 2nd down and 6.
Down at the 11-yard line. We send 2 receivers far side, 2 near side. Packers in a 4-man front. Linebackers are uptight. Barrett keeps it, tries to get outside, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He falls forward maybe to the 9. Maybe to the 9.
Yeah, J.J. Peterson in there. On the tackle, saw Barrett was rushing. Did get across the 10-yard line, ball on the 9. Jalen Goff gets up. A little hurt there. Gets up on his own accord, though.
Third and four. Let's go, Vikings. Michael Barrett calls for the ball to J.D. Lee. No, throws it out in the flat. Marcus Gary makes the catch. He's inside the 5. 1st and goal, Vikings at the 4.
Yep, it is going to be 1st down. Good job, Marcus Gary, making the catch.
He's at 4.
And they're going to set it down at the 4, so it's going to be 1st and goal from the 4-yard line, and we look like we're bringing in the heavies.
The only clock you got to worry about is the play clock. I mean, the play clock. Ball on the near hash mark. Our Vikings right to the left on that radio dial. Quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Barrett takes a snap. Obviously on the left side. Look at him running hard and drive. He'll get down around the 3-yard line. Be 2nd and goal from the 3.
Handoff wasn't as crisp as we would have liked it. Osby secured it. Rushing off the left side this time. They're going to put it down on the 3. So that's where it's going to be 2nd down and goal from the 3. Got to have 6 here.
Yes, sirree. We got to have 6.
And an extra point.
Barrett. Again, the ball on the near hash mark. Quickly, we come to the line of scrimmage. Quickly, we're in that heavy. Barrett keeps it right over across, and he'll get down around the 1-yard line where it will be 3rd and goal from about the 1.
Looks like they're going to mark it at the two. Michael Barrett on the sneak that time. Still in the heavy set. We got two downs to get 2 yards.
Barrett comes back over to the sidelines. Gets the play. Here come the Vikings. Up over the ball. He's set. Takes a snap. Off over the right side, and he's going to be short. He's going to be down at the one.
Ran three consecutive heavy sets from the five. Able to get it down to the one.
Fourth and goal from the one.
We're going to call a timeout.
You know, you wonder, and you can always second guess. You're going to go back and say, okay, did we bring that heavy set in too soon? But now it's in the wheelhouse. In this 1 yard to go, this is the time that you definitely want that big heavy set in there. But you've got to stunt something. You've got to find a hole. You've got to create the hole because they are crowding that line of scrimmage. That's the way you're going to find your way in. I think that's what they were hoping to get with the quarterback sneak with Barrett, was to find that little stunt in the middle, but a great job by the Packer defense to fill that hole.
Folks, we got the ball in the middle of the field. We trail by 7, 45-38. We're in overtime here at Martin Stadium, our beloved Concrete Palace.
Wouldn't be surprised to see a hard count here, guys.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. We will be watching for that. Osby, here comes that heavy package again. They're still talking to Michael Barrett. Coaches are talking. Play clock has not started yet. It has now. Here comes Michael Barrett. Folks, this is the play of the game right here. This is the play of the game. Up over the ball.
And into the end zone is the tie ball game. Coming to Jamie Lee over the left side.
Awaiting an extra point. Awaiting an extra point.
We got to get an extra point.
He ran it outside this time. He didn't go inside. It all collapsed down, and Ozzie took it outside and steamrolled one of the defenders to get in the end zone.
Talbert up over the ball. Musgrove to attempt the extra point.
All important extra point here.
Yes, sir. Now this is the play of the ball game. Snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. We play another series.
Woo. Now this will switch up. We start on offense, right? We should start offense.
Yep.
To flip over so that they get the secondary choice in the second. If it falls suit to what college does, the team that plays offense last plays offense first the next series in overtime number two. And it does look like we're going to be on offense first. So again, setting the tone, you've got to figure out what you're going to do and then hope your defense can stop.
Yeah, we ran three or four consecutive heavy sets there from the five and got it in.
45-45 as we start overtime series number two. The Packers only needed three plays. We had them stopped on a sack, and then they hit that slant with Cam Singletary into the end zone. Took us a little while to get in there, but same result, 45-45. Your tie score right here. No time on the clock. We are in the second period of overtime.
Going to stay on the same side of the field.
Yep.
Place it down the middle of the field on the 15.
Send Devon Kyle. Getty Brown to the far side. Ellis to the near side. Barrett with J.D. Lee to his left. In the shotgun. Calling for the ball. Jet sweep. And it is
Getty Brown.
Getty Brown around that side into the end zone. And our Vikings score.
Jet sweep.
On a jet sweep.
Jet sweep, Getty Brown. 15-yard touchdown run.
We got to stick it in again on the extra point.
Joe Allman to hold.
Kick it.
Yep, they're going to kick it. C. sets it down. Musgrove gets his steps, gets his distance. Ball's down, kicks up, and...
Oh, my God, no good. No good. Got to keep him out of the end zone here.
He just kicked that one fat. It's, you know, just didn't get any lift on it, pushed it.
He pulled it, actually.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry.
Pulled it, and very costly. Got to keep him out of the end zone.
Yeah, that's plain and simple. They got four downs to get in the end zone. We got to stop them.
Guys, we just went over 49, so if there is a tiebreaker, I think Tiffin just got the lead.
Okay. Tiff would have the lead at 49 points.
They give it to Ligon over the left side where you hit him, and he picks up 2 yards.
Dekoff in there making things happen. Running off the right side. Dekoff comes up, makes a stop, but he's going to fall forward for a positive gain, and Leggett appears to be limping it off. Set it down on the 13-yard line.
Here we go. Packer quarterback calls for the ball again. Edwards looking for a hole. Nothing there, and they get it down to the 10.
Edwards right there running the ball. Leggett came off. Runs off the right side, little inside handoff. And it's going to be on the right hash at the 10-yard line.
It's third and five. Third and five for our Vikings. They send four receivers near side. They're looking for that slant pass on the other side again like they did before. We're showing blitz off the corner. They drop back, looking through to the end zone. The receiver fell down.
Yeah.
Singletary fell down in the front of the end zone. Pass thrown out of the back of the end zone. It is now fourth down.
Perjewski saw the pressure coming off the right side. Receiver fell down. He threw it a little high, too. Biggest play of the game now right here, Wes.
Fourth and five. Everybody's on their feet in Martin Stadium on both sides of this grand old palace.
Give them no slack, Slack.
Three to the near side, two to the far side. Empty backfield, we're showing blitz. Packer quarterback drops back, looks.
Yeah, baby, yes! 51-45, double overtime. Vikings are victorious and region champs 2017.
Brought the pressure, got the sack. Boom! Yes! Yeah, baby! Place erupts. 51-45, Viking victory. What a well-played ball game. Vikings win 51-45. We'll be right back after this three-minute break.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back after this three-minute break.
Okay. Just keep it. There we go.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa!
Woo! Yeah! Oh! I think I pulled a hammy.
I got a cramp.
I think I pulled a hammy.
Got a cramp.
I sprang it all the way to the 10. Marty, we got no stats, bro.
Yeah, brother, we got no stats. Our program died.
Hey, I'll give you a stat. 10-0!
51-45 is all that matters.
Hey, they were gutsy,
Gulfwood
though.
Came to play, buddy.
They were gutsy.
Colquitt came to play.
I don't even know how I got that.
He's injured. Call Piplo. He got a scratch. Call Piplo. You got a scratch. Call Peplo. I got us back. Welcome back, Viking fans, inside the CBC Bank press box. Vikings are region champs, 51-45, double overtime win over the Colquitt County Packers. Guys, I don't know what your ticket cost, if it was $5, $8, or $100. You got your money's worth tonight.
And once again, we must apologize for going crazy.
That's a little pork. We got a little pork steak right here.
We got some steak going on up here, buddy.
We got some pork steak up here.
Vikings go on top, win region 51-45. And once again, we got to apologize because we had a listener text in and say, it sounds like y'all at a New Year's Eve party and the ball just dropped. Well, the ball did drop. It dropped out of Krajewski's hand when we brought the pressure. And Vikings are victorious 51-45.
Have some pork steak, buddy.
And you got to tip your hat to the Colquitt County Packers. They came to play, but you got to tip your hat even more to the Lowndes High Vikings, who are down big in this game, 21 points.
Have some pork steak.
Down 21 points.
We got a quiet West down here. He's eating pork.
And came back, showed their grit, showed their heart, showed their will to win, and got the victory.
I know Marty's going to try and get Coach Mack down there, but I know it's going to be pandemonium down there.
One thing I want to say before we all get cut off, we've been saying it all year at the halftime show, that bend don't break defense.
Yeah.
Bend don't break, and they showed it tonight. These boys have showed out tonight.
I'm standing here with the head coach, Coach Randy McPherson. Coach, I just heard you say it to your players, but how about them Vikings?
Yeah. Tell you what, man, what a game. What a game, you know. Colquitt County's got a good team, you know. Tell you what, you know, this region's got three good teams. Yeah, but I'm proud of these Vikings tonight. We were down, you know, things weren't looking good. And made some plays. Defense stepped it up, second half. You know, we probably learned our lesson, you know, we need to play defense first half and second half, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to get better from this. We finally get that much-needed break. It's one of the greatest games I've ever been a part of.
Absolutely, Coach. Of course, double overtime. You're down by 14 at half. What'd you tell your team at half to come out and play, especially defensively, so inspiring second half?
Well, you know, I said we get the ball. You know, we go down and score and be a one-score game, but we didn't do it. I'll tell you what. Here's the deal. These kids never give up. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, we got down. We gave some plays up again, but they never quit. And, assistant coaches, again, did a good job. Real proud of the team.
Thanks, Coach.
Hey, Marty, tell Coach, remember there's no coaches show Tuesday.
I'll get him in a minute. I'm trying to find some players here real quick. Everybody's celebrating, guys.
Yeah,
it is a big win.
Big party down there, and I know you sprinted down the field as well. Did you pull a hamstring?
I believe I did. I was going to try to call the coach, but he kind of walked away. He had people lined up to congratulate him. I was going to ask him if I could come in Sunday with the players to get training, because I think I might have pulled a hammy there sprinting on the field. But what a great game by our Vikings. And here I have got the man right here.
Which man is that?
Mike Barrett.
There we go.
Mike Barrett. What a game, brother.
Yeah, man. Got my blood pressure running, man.
Mike obviously got down by 21 at one point, down by 14 and a half. Fought back. Defense played great in the second half. But just walk us through. You never seemed to lose composure. You never seemed to get rattled. You stayed the course, and it proved to be successful. Talk to us about that second half fighting back.
I mean, you know, it was the same score we had. We went down 35-14, just like last year. I told the boy we're going to come back. I told him that, like Coach Wisham always say, he tell us every day in weightlifting, pressure make diamonds. That's what we fight for in the summertime, pressure make diamonds.
Y'all dealt with the pressure tonight and dealt with it great. Double overtime. First overtime there, we kind of had to struggle to get in the end zone. Went to the heavy package. They held us three straight, and then we finally get in on the fourth down. Were you nervous at all on that fourth down?
Not really. I knew my boys. I knew they could. We're gonna be able to put it in. I knew they was gonna think I was gonna have the ball, and I honestly wanted the ball. You know what I'm saying? I knew I could win it because Matt knew that they would be ready for that. So, I mean, it was a great play call, and you know, I just thank God for it.
Mike, another great game. And, again, big victory. We win 51-45. I got to go talk to some of your defensive teammates and brothers because defensive play there at the end of the game is really what changed it. Do you even know who made the block there? I didn't even see who made the block.
I wasn't even paying attention. Honestly, I ain't gonna lie. I was nervous. I was turning around looking at the fans. Me and JD was over there talking. We weren't even paying attention.
Great job tonight, Michael Barrett. Very proud of you. See you in 2 weeks, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Marty, for that.
I also got the defensive captain over here, Mr. Tymir Moore. Tymir, I heard you get up and talk to your team there after the game. Kind of struggled a little bit in the first half. Number two seemed to have our number. Y'all settled down, gave up 10 points in the second half, and then made the play of the game there at the end where we put pressure on the quarterback and blocked the pass and get off the field there to win the game. Talk to us about that last possession.
We couldn't let them get a first down or score. So, you know, all of us got together, you know, we came together as a unit, you know. In the first half, we went together. So, second half, we came out, we decided we was going to come out, we was going to be a team. And once you get everybody together, you see good things happen.
Ty, I know you guys love each other. Y'all are personal. What'd you tell your team there after the game?
I apologize for my actions because I was yelling at them and getting at them on the sideline when I should have just sat down and talked to them. So, you know, it was just all love, but I know they love me and I love my team. And, you know, at the end, we stuck it out for a great win.
Sometimes you need a little fire. Sometimes you got to have a vocal leader, and you're that guy. Great job tonight.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Marty, for that Deloach body work. Coaches' interviews and players' interviews.
Yeah, and again, to remind our fans, there is no coaches' show Tuesday night. It would be flooded, I think, if
hey.
You did. What?
What, Marty?
Oh, he got a hot mic, didn't know it. But there will be no coaches' show Tuesday night. We'll pick it up again next Tuesday night as we'll talk about this win and set you up for the first round of the playoff, which we are region champs. It will be here at Martin Stadium. So we'll have more information because there's another week of football to go. Tipp County and Camden play next week. There's a lot of games going on next week. We got the brackets there. I know that we've got a lot of things going on across the region. Of course, it'll be a Region 1 versus a Region 2 matchup.
Yeah, number 4. Region 2 is going to be the guys from Westlake, Noonan, Pebblebrook, East Coweta, Campbell, Wheeler. You know, it could be anybody like East Coweta, Pebblebrook, or Campbell is what we're kind of looking at.
Yeah, because 3-0, Westlake is 3-0 in that region, so they're probably going to take the region championship.
Yeah.
That's who you're looking at. They'll make the trip here to Martin Stadium. And I tell you what, we'll have ticket information for you as well throughout the weeks. Check loungefootball.com, thevikingvoice.com. We'll have all that updated information throughout the next week. But enjoy this for this week. It is a phenomenal win. First time since 2010 winning the region championship.
Yeah, and listen, you got to give credit to the Colquitt County Packers.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord.
I mean, they gave us everything we wanted. Much like last year, I think we gave them everything that they wanted. This game goes into double overtime, and it's just exciting for a program that's been wanting it for so long. And like you said, 2010 was the last region championship. They're going to break out some paint next season and put a new one up on the board down there for us. And I'm so proud of these kids and the coaches and everybody. That's just the first part of the season.
Yeah, now it's time for the next season.
Now it's if you lose, you go home and pump the basketballs up. So we get a week off, get some rest. You saw Jalen Goss get up a little limpy. Michael Barrett has some cramp stuff. Marty mentioned
and
Travis Tisdale.
Travis Tisdale, yeah.
So you got to get those guys healthy and get ready because it's on from there on out.
Well, what about Chuck? You got any?
I just want to say I've been doing this. I think this is my ninth year. Not as long as y'all, but two of the best games I've ever seen in my life with Tifton and this one tonight. I can't say enough about these guys. They have, like we talked about at halftime, you know, they get down, they bend, and they just break, and they will not break. Coach Mack has got them mentally so tough. If they do not give up, they will not give up, and they will fight till that last second on that clock. I just want to say congratulations to every one of them, and I am so proud and honored to be a part of this.
All right. I know Marty will be making his way up in a little while. Taylor, your final thoughts tonight here on the Cass Birch postgame report.
Just proud of the team. I mean, 51-45, we came out, played hard. Colquitt got a very good football team. They're going to make some noise in the playoffs. You know, defensively, I thought we struggled in the first half, but second half, we owned it. I mean, no question about it. We owned the second half. We won the second half big. And, you know, we showed that we can get down and fight back through adversity in those two big wins against Tift and Colquitt. You know, I'd like to see us go out and put our pedal to the metal and not have to fight back for all of our blood pressure sake. You know, we're going to need to get an extra prescription for blood pressure medicine if we do this too much more. But Calkert, what a great team. I think it was a tale of two halves, guys. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, you're including the halftime, the overtime, we only gave up 10 points.
Yeah, so it was a good ball game. I'm proud of the kids, proud of the coaches, just proud overall for the Viking community.
Well, guys, I was going to look for Marty.
Yeah, I'm still on the field celebrating. That's you know, I get to enjoy it down here with the guys. So a lot of hugs, a lot of high fives, just a lot of excitement. You know, we do have a week off next week. I feel like this team is scored like a train. You know, we went over to Bainbridge and kind of got a slow start over there of the preseason game, but then got rolling and got rolling fast there first game of the year against Valdosta. We've been kind of rolling downhill ever since. Did have a little uphill battle against Tipton and another one tonight, but this team, it's certainly not out of control, but it is flying down the tracks. I hope the week off next week allows us to get our legs fresh and kind of enjoy this win and then get over it. I don't expect us to take the foot off the gas too much next week. I bet the intensity is probably still there. But, you know, just what a night for our Lions High Vikings. We were tested once again, and we're down. I mean, we could have gave up, but we didn't. We fought back. The players made just did a great job. Coach Mack told the team after the win, he said, guys, people are going to give me credit. People are going to give the fans credit, but you guys won the game. You guys fought hard. You guys never gave up, and you guys did what you had to do to win this football game. The fans helped. The crowd helped, but you guys earn this victory, and you need to go and celebrate it and enjoy it. But we're not done. That's just one of our goals, and we've got some more ahead of us, and that's, of course, to keep playing. But this victory out here does a lot for us. It keeps us from traveling. We foreseeable future should be at home, but you got to win each game. And we can remember just a few years back when we played Marietta in first round. We've got to be ready to play each and every week from here on out. But just a great, great night for our Vikings. I'm super proud of this team. They fought hard. I'm still trying to find out who made the final play. I heard Deekoff got some pressure and swaps. So one of them got the pressure and one of them got the pass block, from what I understand.
All right, Marty. We do want to apologize. Our stat program kind of went out on us, so
we don't have our final stats.
We don't have post-game stats.
Hey, guys, yeah. I hate to interrupt, but I do want to say one thing. Ronnie Allegood, Coach Sean Allegood's dad's in the hospital. Want to give him a big shout-out, tell him we're pulling for him, praying for him. Hope he gets well soon. Hope he's listening. Hope he enjoyed that victory. But, again, guys, just a great night overall for our Lions High Vikings.
Yeah, I do want to say you mentioned that. I had a good friend of mine, Charlie Cozy, when he's here, sits right down in front of us. I've been in the hospital this week. I talked to him today. He's doing much better and was going home this afternoon. And I know he was listening on the radio, and I hope he didn't hurt his heart with all this this game tonight. But it was a great game for our Vikings, as the Vikings are victorious 51-45 in double overtime. As you know, it's a phenomenal game. I can't say enough about what this team did tonight.
And once again, got to apologize to the listeners. We just went crazy. I mean, we just lost it. What a great game that was, and what a great ball club the Coffee County Packers are. And our emotions come out on the field. They come out with us broadcasters, and we just kind of let it fly. But hopefully from the yelling and screaming, y'all understood that it was good things. So,
yeah, and that's okay. But I am, again, want to remind everybody, we're off this week coming up. This team needs it. It needs to regroup, get itself healthy, and be ready to go when the playoffs begin on November the 10th. Again, reminder, there will not be a coaches show on October 31st. Join us on November 7th, live from the Mill Pizza Buffet and Game, beginning at 7 o'clock, as we will have the Lions High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. We'll talk about this victory, talk about the upcoming game, that we'll know then who we will play in that first round of the playoffs. Congratulations again to this Lions High Viking team for their region championship, 10-0 on the 2017 season. Wes, your final thoughts?
If I can even talk anymore. Yeah,
you're about to lose
it. My voice is just about gone. Coach, I had Coach Prost and I go back a long way. We're good friends. And before the game, we was down talking, and he said, these two teams in this stadium tonight are the two best teams in the state. He said, I don't care what anybody says, they're the two best teams in the state. And you get down 21 points to Colquitt, and you can come back tie it up, go into overtime, maintain your composure, win a ball game.
It is something else. Well, guys, for all of us here at thevikingboys.com, it has been a great first season. It's time for the second season. It'll begin in 2 weeks as we start that five-game run, hopefully all the way to the state championship. That's what it is. You got your first couple of games, hopefully, are right here if you win those. The third comes down to, we'll see as the season, as the playoff season goes along. But I've got every bit of faith in this team to go as far as they want to take themselves, because they have demonstrated that tonight on this field as they are willing themselves to win. This is a senior class of Michael Barrett, of Tyson Shaw, of Tavon Kyle, guys that are leading this team, and they're leading it in a way that they refuse to lose. Someone asked me today, and I said, that's the key. This team refuses to lose. They might get beat one day, I don't know, but they refuse to lose. And so I'm just excited about them. Wes, the only thing left to say is goodnight, Wes.
Goodnight, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by Mr. Sam. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice LLC in conjunction with Black Crow Media. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lounge Time Sports, for the Viking Voice, for our Region 1-7A, Lounge Time Vikings 51-45, double overtime victory over Colquitt. I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge Time Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, Lounge County.